Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Yeah, man, all right, we've got the Raines family up, and they're singing This Side of the Cross. Hope it's a blessing to you. After the song, we'll go right into the message.
Sin was heavy. Before the cross, they struggled neath the load of sacrifices offered only once a year, a reminder that the promise had not come.
This is part two of the message on Mark chapter number 2 by evangelist Shane Gunner. He's speaking of the one that was sick of the palsy that was bore afore.
They've got a burden. They chose to get involved and they cared. But there's going to be some obstacles. Always. There will always be. When I finish this message this morning, and if you purpose in your heart and mind, the Holy Ghost brings somebody to your mind that you have a burden for, and maybe you've been praying for a long time, or maybe God just put somebody on your heart, and you purpose in your heart and mind that you're going to choose to get involved, that you're going to do something about that burden that God's give you for whoever that is, you need to know this, there will be some obstacles. That's his condition. Well, look at verse 2. Here's the first obstacle. There's a crowd. Look here. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. However far that was, when they get there, imagine, Jesus is preaching, he's in the house, and there's so many people gathered up that they can't get in. Now, don't you know that'd be discouraging? And ain't that just the way the devil does things? Imagine they had him, they give out, they're warning, they're carrying him, and they get there, and they're flowing out, amen, out the doors and the windows, whatever. They can't get through. Listen, they couldn't have pushed through, pressed through, made their way through forcefully if they'd wanted to. It's like they've hit this obstacle and they can't go through it. Now, what are they going to do? Because there's a crowd. There'll always be a crowd out there. The world's what the world is. You got three enemies: your flesh, the world, and Satan. And the world is the world, and the world is what the world's going to be. We're to be lights and salt and light to the world, but youngins, the world is an obstacle for the child of God. And this crowd was an obstacle for him. And then there's another obstacle. There's three of them, actually. Look in verse 4 of your Bible. Not only was the crowd an obstacle, they couldn't get through, but the clay was. Look at verse 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. So now, they said, boys, I can see him in my mind. This was the way the Holy Ghost deals with my little mind. I can see one of them looking and said, I've come too far to turn back now. Right. Whoop! Yeah. Hallelujah. I ain't giving up. There's got to be a way. And somebody seen stairs. In Palestine, in biblical days, most of those roofs would have been flat. There would have been some sort of a tile, if you will, that would have been there with mud or something that would have waterproofed the roof, amen, to keep it from leaking. And whether there was stairs or a ladder, I know not, but there was some way that they eat. Now, they still got a corner of this thing. They had to either climb. Y'all with me? Yeah. They had to climb. Right. And if it wasn't enough to make that whole distance, now they've got to climb. Now, I imagine their legs was burning. You know what I'm talking about? I do. I'm old. And their legs was a-burning, but they didn't quit. And they had to climb. And once they got to the top, you'd say, hallelujah, right there, right? No, not yet. We got to get him down to him some way. Well, how are we going to do that? Watch this. This is real deep theology. We're going to have to get on our knees. Well, hallelujah, the Lamb of God. Whoop! Had to get on their knees, Brother Eddie. Begin to roll up her sleeves and begin to do some digging. Hallelujah. For the people of God and a church of God that'll get on their knees and begin digging. Yeah. So they start digging. Now, Jesus is preaching. Is that what the Bible said? And he preached the word unto them. What? The word's preaching the word. Now imagine every single person, they're fixated on him, right? As Jesus is preaching. Who better to preach the word than the living word? And these men are up there, and they're on their knees, and they're digging. Now watch this. Imagine a little bitty hole, because they're up on the roof, and they're digging, and there's a little bitty hole, and all of a sudden, maybe some debris starts falling down. Now, if that happened, every one of you, bar none, take your halo off, including me, we'd go like this. What's going on up there? You know? I imagine it distracted from Jesus as he's preaching. But now this is the interesting thing. As they're digging a little hole, that hole become a big hole. It had to be big enough to let a human being down through. A grown man. That's a pretty big hole. I mean, he's paralyzed. They can't say, pull your legs up. Right? I'm not making fun or lying. I'm just preaching, right? I mean, here he is laying. So this hole, it's got to be big. It took some digging and some working, but they finally get this hole. Oh, hallelujah. They got this. Watch this. They're on their knees, and they're digging. I heard this preached one time, and I ain't stealing somebody's message, okay? about getting the clay out of the way. You know what I have to do most days? Get this clay out of the way. I have to spend some time on my knees before my Father, and I have to get this clay, because I'm my own worst enemy, out of the way. And so watch this, y'all. They dig this big hole, and they get their corner. Are you with me? They get their corner, and they start letting him down to Jesus. This going to help somebody. And they let him down. Watch it. They've got a hold of the rope. They've got Christ's attention. All the people's watching. But they had to do something that I have to do and you fine folk have to do. You ready? They had to let go of the rope. Yes, sir. Oh, they could have held on to it. Brother, they could have held on to it and said, you know what? Maybe Jesus won't heal him. Well, that would have been unbelief and the lack of faith. No, they said, well, hallelujah. Yeah. Shoo, I felt that. Glory to God, I felt that, Brother Philip. They had to let go and say, we've come this far by faith, and by faith we're going to give him to Jesus, and Jesus is going to do for him what only Christ can do. Here's what we'll do. We'll bring a burden, a need, a circumstance, or a situation, and we'll carry it, and we'll get it to Jesus. We'll do everything we're supposed to do except let go of the rope. And folks, what we got to do, you got to let go of the rope. You got to just give it. I mean, well, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In essence, what they're saying when they let that go, they're saying, we couldn't pull him back up if we wanted to. Just give that thing or that person to Jesus and trust him and claim the victory. Amen. Yes. Here's another obstacle. What's this? In your Bible, look at verse 6. There's the critical. Yeah, there's a crowd in the clay, but what's this, y'all? There's the critical. They'll always be the critical, but there are, I don't know how to say this properly with etiquette. And education don't do that for you. I've got some education, okay? And don't do it. I'm country through and through. There's some good buts in the Bible, and there's some bad buts. Now, I know that didn't sound good. Maybe that wasn't politically correct, but what I'm saying is anytime you see that little word, B-U-T, in the Word of God in your King James Bible, sometimes it can be a really good but God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's a good one. But watch this right here. This is not a not so good one. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? So there is a critical bunch that's sitting around there. Listen to me. There's always going to be a critical bunch out there of you as a husband and a father and a grandfather, as you as a mother and a wife and a grandmother, of you as a deacon, Sunday school teacher, of you as a body of believers here at Hooper's Creek. There's always going to be those that are critical. Well, I think it should be done this way, or I think it should be done that way, and y'all with me on that? The only thing that matters is it's not contrary to that precious holy book, and God the Father looks down, and he's pleased. That's all that matters. Let's brush that old critical side off, amen? My soul. So they had some obstacles to get through, but they didn't give up.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hooper's Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.